Suck it!
Suck it, Dick!
Ah, you sons of bitches!
What's up, you flaccid pool noodle pushers?
Well, having sex with a rope.
Welcome to Grunt Speak Not So Live, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone limp. I'm Toxic Male, and that is the Roomy Revenger.
God, stop it!
Or Doublemint Pop, if you look at the green shirt.
Doublemint Pop. Oh, my God, that's good. Oh, God, that's good.
Oh, we got a great one for you today. It's been kind of a heavy week for material. But
first of all, we're going to be talking about male feminists.
Oh, yeah, you know, just our favorite people, our biggest fans.
In my opinion, I have very little respect for these gentlemen.
Well, they've essentially turned their back on reality to try to crack off a piece of blue-haired, pierced, over-tatted poon.
They're willing to sell this craziness just for the off chance that they'll get like some sympathy play.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't really think of anything more pathetic than that.
And when they don't get it, they either take it by force or they lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we've ever done videos like that on this channel.
Right? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Are a male feminist more likely to be do sexual assault?
Well, there's no actual study out there proving it, but virtually every, you know, like, high-level media story about these dudes going out there and rapping these chicks within an inch of their lives, they're always people who touted themselves as feminists, donated to women's causes. I mean, Harvey Weinstein comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. The guy who ran GQ said men's rights activists were a bunch of basement-dwelling incels.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He got raked through the coals in the Me Too movement as well. Mm. I mean, all you got to do is male feminist accused of assault. Mm-hmm. You're going to come up with more articles than you can possibly read in a lifetime.
For me saying that there's a higher chance that they will conduct sexual assault, I have no evidence for that. That is just an opinion I made.
But it
is sketchy, though.
Are overzealous media trying to sell you, you know, evil as long as it gets some clicks and ads? They kind of prove the point themselves. But it's just like when, you know, the Waukesha massacre, you know, dude driving a Jeep through a big crowd of people, they lighten his skin tone to try to make him look like a white supreme pizza. They just gloss over the past of these dudes, these high-profile dudes who have been, you know, caught surprise sexing.
Yeah.
Snuggle struggling.
Yeah. Sneak up orgasm.
Oops.
Ambush ass. Bust bitches. I got you. Got me in a roll.
Bombastic balling.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. You remember though? We did a ride and roast.
Oh yeah.
Last year on this particular article, Canadian University study says men who identify as effinists have more sex.
All right. Now, first of all, anything that comes from Canada automatically comes with 3 suspicion points.
Yes, because they are socialist, they are Marxist, and they are losers.
They're fucking idiots.
Because they've let it take over their country.
Now, listen, I know I have a lot of Canadian fans, and I feel for you guys. And our government is getting just as stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But you quite literally let yours go off the fucking rail, and nobody's done anything about it.
I mean, they're like China 2.0 with less sake and more sorry.
Yeah, fuck your sorry.
And we debunked the ever-loving shit out of this article because we know that it's cope. We know that it's BS.
It's grift.
And we know that, you know, young men, especially under the age of 34, when the big head has not overpowered the little head, you tell them something like this. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Equal rights, right?
Now, listen, I'm going
to go
tell
try
you,
to break them off a piece.
The power of that little head. It literally destroys men's lives.
Yes, it does.
And you need to learn how to control that goddamn thing.
Yeah, because you try to, you spend all that time trying to crack open the Bermuda Triangle. Whole lives, careers, wealth disappears into that thing, never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again.
But I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How can you possibly get laid more if your dick don't work? Male feminists, more than twice as likely as non-effinist men to use erectile dysfunction meds.
All right, so a male feminist already on dick pills.
Dick pills.
All right. So what is that saying? It's saying there's a critical lack of testosterone in these people.
You remember when they tested the BuzzFeed guys? Mm-hmm. And most of them, they had an average testosterone of an 80-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
No. That's no.
And listen, it's hit, you know, everyone's getting hit with low T. I have low T. I'm sure you probably have it coming on too. And a lot of it is linked to these estrogen, phytoestrogen plastics that we store all our fucking food in.
Yeah. And yet we know this. We know it's not good. And yet they keep doing it anyway, despite the fact that the people exercising this particular policy are the same ones that are saying plastics are killing the planet, fossil fuels bad. But really, when you know that it's all about making you die or pay, it all makes sense.
Die or pay. It's very close to meth and dicks, isn't it? Yeah.
You don't know my story. It's meth and dicks. It's always meth and dicks.
Yeah. Or you can buy, I could be die or pay. The same thing. Meth or dicks, die or pay.
Die or pay. Yeah, with death and taxes.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
There you go.
There you go.
But we can check this out here. And I love this picture here. I need feminism because I'm tired of feeling unmanly for enjoying my girlfriend's strap-on. Dude, I got bad news for you.
Okay. Hang on. All right, hang on. All right. I'm just going to speak to this man 10 years in the future. All right. Man holding sign saying you like strap-ons. The internet's forever.
Yep.
Someday your grandkids are going to look at grandpa holding up the sign. How did we get here if he likes the strap-on?
Yeah. Well, the kids might call him grandpa, but I think they might have a few shades more melanin in their skin.
Yeah, could happen.
I didn't know my wife was part black. Science is a miracle.
Oh, wow.
Did you know two lily white people could spit out a half black baby? I didn't know that. Science is miraculous.
Man, I didn't think we're going to go there.
I listened to the science.
That's woo. All I can say is
now, Jamal took the science with him when he jetted out the back door and left nothing but a vapor trail.
But, you know, the thing is when men are surrounded by a lot of women, their testosterone does go down.
Yeah. If you listen to them.
I'm just telling you, like, a lot of married men also have low T after a certain amount of time.
Well, you look at, like college campuses now are now overwhelmingly female.
Yeah.
So... and you know these dudes, they're drinking soy because you know the elites of the country, they want all the good shit for themselves, so they've convinced people to go on plant-based diets, to stop with the dairy and all this other horse shit, because you know, well, it's got the hormones in it. Well, I can buy this that doesn't have it. No, you shouldn't get that anyway because dairy bad
for you,
you know, mistreating cows, yeah. All that stuff there. Indians think cows are sacred. Listen to the brown people. I mean, I'll eat the cows, so you don't have to.
As they starve to death.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. If there's cows around, I don't care if God himself is riding it. I'm going to kindly ask him to get off, and I'm going to kill that fucking thing with a bat and eat it.
Excuse me, Yahweh, you mind if I...
Could you please get off the bull?
I don't want to hit you in the knee. I got a clear shot.
I'm sorry, but this bull's going down. I got to eat him.
It's going down.
I didn't make the rules. You did.
I'm hungry. I look like Christian Bale and the Machinist over here. I need to eat some fucking cows.
You've been with me when I order food. I'm like, yeah, I would like to have something.
Used to have a mother.
Yeah, used to have a mother, preferably killed with a bat. literally, they're like...
And if you listen to the New York Times, they'll tell you to eat each other.
Yeah, they're all like, oh. I just did a covered in on the Lair on Sunday. I talked about an article from 2014 that was reprinted in 16 about human meat being found.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
So, are you out of your fucking mind?
So those are all of the Clinton bodies that people never found.
My thing is this, is how the fuck is it getting there? Who's fucking doing it? Why the fuck isn't it a bigger story? I mean, oh my God.
You know, I wonder if some missing persons report might line up with some of those McDonald's locations.
You're absolutely
some of
correct.
This might have been happening.
Just like Jimmy Hoffa. I think he got ground up in two or three different big boys and served as meat patties.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
It is terrible. It'd be like finding out, you know, that you went to one of Hannibal Lecter's dinner parties, you know, and then like 6 months later, you're there you're eating in front of the TV and you're like, Hannibal Lecter used to cook up his enemies and serve them a dinner party. I could use a few pounds.
That's the kind of stuff that royally will break your mind.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. So I have no idea why that wasn't even in the media.
Well, we know why this isn't in the media, because I tried to find this on any lamestream media website.
Yeah,
none. Radio silence.
No, well, if it's wrong and ridiculous, it's ridiculous, yeah. And then we're going to talk about it.
Yep, and this comes from the Journal of Sex Research. Tony Silva is the study author. He says here, I have research interests in both masculinity and sexuality. He's also an assistant professor of sociology at the University of British Columbia, which means he's a professor of fiction, yep. At least as far as that one goes. Sociology isn't real. Previous research has shown a connection between concerns about masculinity on one hand and the use of erectile dysfunction medication on the other, so I wanted to further investigate this topic to see what other factors may be related to the use of this medication. And here we go. Erectile dysfunction and male feminism, a clear link. Got Joe Rogan up there for some reason. So they looked at 1,015 men as part, and this comes from Canada as well, so they can't even claim that it's like, well, it's different here.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. The feminist men are totally scoring all the chicks.
Yeah.
Right.
And even the women that are willing to like score, they're not even worth it.
No.
A size 18 blue-haired woman that just is going to bitch at you 24. It's not worth it.
They look like they got into a fight with a nail gun.
God,
you know,
damn.
They're morbidly obese, and they think that every body is a bikini body. Which
run
you look at these
away.
TikTok videos and you just like, well, it's hard to spot the lie when you're standing in front of it. Fat fuck.
Yeah, run away.
Yeah, run away. Respondents were asked whether they had used any medications to maintain their stiffy. Respondents were also asked whether they considered themselves to be feminists. Feminist men were more than twice as likely to report the use of erectile dysfunction meds than non-feminists. 7.7% of men who didn't consider themselves to be feminists reported using the erectile dysfunction medication, while a much larger 18.1% did consider themselves to be feminists, and 10.6% weren't sure. I got to check with my wife and her boyfriend.
That's pretty much what that means. Yeah, I'll go out with you, but I got to call the wife first.
Yeah, he knocked up my wife, but it's cool because he gave me a PlayStation 5 and an ultrasound picture. It's got his wavy black lines.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. I'm just saying, my question stands. How can you possibly get more poon if your dick don't work?
It's a problem.
It's a very big problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
In addition... Oh, the hits just keep on coming, or the shits just keep on coming. Feminist men also reported that they had significantly more difficulty getting or maintaining an erection compared to non-feminist and unsure men.
Wow.
The statistical association between feminist identification and use of erectile dysfunction medication was maintained even after accounting for these variables and others, such as age, education, political orientation, and health status.
Okay.
So it is across the board.
Wow.
They can't skirt out of this, which is why the media is just not reporting on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we want men to fall in line. And
it's not going to work out.
But so we can't talk about this. I know. We'll just sell silicone butt babies instead.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. That sounds like a reasonable thing.
Yeah. Because, you know, love is love. You know, men are women. Men can have periods. No human is illegal. Unless they're on Martha's Vineyard, then fuck them. Send them away with the National Guard.
Ay, ay, ay.
It takes longer to read the signs they have posted on their virtue signaling lawns about no human being illegal than it took them to get rid of the illegals in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, I can't believe how fast they rounded all the months in a month. And then they turn it into like a big deal, and they're trying to go after the governor for fucking kidnapping and shit. Yep. I mean,
every day is opposite day. And the thing, there's legal precedent for this. Obama was doing it, mm-hmm. flying plane loads of illegals around, dropping them off in cities in the dead of night. Biden's been doing it. You can't claim this is human trafficking when you've been turning a blind eye to that for 8 fucking years.
I'm telling you, if I was the governor of a red state, I would use my resources to go after all the illegals
yep.
and send them to a sanctuary city because that's what they want. Yep.
Make these people who vote for these politicians and these policies put their money where their mouth is. You remember during the Summer of Love?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Los Angeles is burning. All these areas are burning. All of a sudden, Aunt Queefa and the burning, looting murderers thought that they could go to Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And it was like a small army of sheriffs and police in a firm line saying, no, no. You can burn all the poor people and the black people's houses, all the brown people. Fuck them. We don't really care. We just pretend to. But if you try to go after the political elites that actually donate to all the politicians that pad our salaries and bribe us and allow our unions to go on being completely corrupt and fucked up, we're not going to let you do that. Sorry.
No. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Oh, my Lord.
And by the way, here's your boner pills. And your puberty blocks.
And listen.
And your antidepressants that only work 15% more than sugar pills.
Yeah, I remember getting the emails right around 38 for the dick pills. You're on every dude's on a list.
I know.
That's the way it works.
And what's hilarious is that when you start getting these things popping up in your junk mail, all of them read like they were written by Borat.
Yep.
Yeah. Make stiffy, benefit, wifey, ding ding. What the shit?
Yeah.
You couldn't let Raul run this by Jeff before you decided to hit the send button? I'm just asking.
That is beyond depopping right there. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm used to reading this guy's chicken scratch, and even I'm looking at my junk mail going, what the fuck?
What did they just say to me? All right, hang on.
He's nice.
Go to the Redonkulous 12 junk mail and see if we have an email.
Oh, you want to see if we have any boner pill in it?
I want to see if we have, since we're talking about it here.
Hey, you know what?
Go to.
Why not?
Spam.
682 things in spam here. Let's check it out. I'll put it up on
claim
the screen.
Your Amazon voucher.
Amazon voucher.
TransUnion.
Hot air. Talcum compensation. That have anything to do with Sean King?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's Joanne Riley. Oh, we got. Oh, yeah. Suck my boobs and F me right now. We got that in there.
Uh-huh.
Somebody was running a background check on you. Yes, because Redonkulous is his first name.
Yeah.
Go here. I don't see any boner pills.
Wow. I'm
Nancy
shocked.
Pelosi attacked me the day after I gave birth. Okay, well, I understand that one there.
Okay.
Let's see. Next page. Any boner pills?
No. Maybe I stand corrected.
Well, I mean, you get a lot of like attempted porn fishing.
Yeah,
skinny pill kills too much fat?
Yeah.
What is this Camp Lejeune water contamination compensation claims? I've been getting these, too. I get like 2 or 3 of them a day.
Well, apparently, over the years, they dumped a lot of chemicals that got into the water supply and fucked a lot of people up.
Maybe that's what's keeping the effinates from getting erections.
Could be.
Nah, I prefer to think it's the soyent.
Could be the soyent.
Yeah. You know,
they need to figure it out.
Your plant-based burgers with, you know, next to no nutritional. And they tell on themselves by going out of their way to make it look and taste like meat.
Yeah.
They know what the good stuff is.
Absolutely correct.
Moral of the story is never believe a word that comes out of Bill Gates' mouth.
Or a feminist.
Or an effinist mouth.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Bad news bears.
To say.
Because they will tell you that they want an effinist man who believes in equal rights and no equal lefts, but... Let me see here. Feminist women find sexist men more attractive. I remember this study from a few years back.
Here we go.
There it is. Psychology Today. Mm. Boom. Feminists think sexist men are sexier than woke men.
I wonder why.
There you go.
Yeah.
But according to Canada, effinist men get laid more. Even though their dick don't work, and apparently they don't want to feel unmanly for enjoying their girlfriend's strap-on. While the girlfriend's other boyfriend watches and films from the corner.
Oh, my God.
You know, Jamal with his 14-foot erection.
That is some horrible shit right there.
Yeah, it really is. Where'd you get the black eye? Well, Jamal turned around really fast when he heard the Polaroid go off.
there was a low slapping sound, and then I fell to the ground with a flash of light.
Now I have a permanent chorizo on my face.
Ooh.
Woo,
that's a bad one.
But you wouldn't tune in here for any other reason.
No.
Thank you very much, guys, for watching the video and supporting the channel. We appreciate everything. And all the views, share this video out with your buddies, and don't forget to click on that subscribe button, because if you don't, Pop's going to start forwarding all of his boner pill junk mail to you. How did he know?
Who knows?
Have a great weekend.
Take it easy.